This is GQDN for Friday, April 26, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent stuff. The crashes are low, and I think you'd like that. Because if you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, and that will get you 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, what's coming out for Xbox? We'll talk about it. There's some classic games going to NVIDIA GeForce. And Switch 2 news? Rumorville. But we begin today with Eurogamer. And the Resident Evil creator, Shinji Mikami, did leave Tango Gameworks. Now, he founded the Tango Gameworks back in 2010. Then he left it last February, but earlier this year, he founded a new company called Kamui. And in an interview with the Japanese talk show, Baiking, which was interpreted by Automaten Media, Mikami did talk about his decision. And here's what he said, quote, "Tango Gameworks is not the name of a company. It's the name of a department. The name of the company is ZeniMax, Asia, KK." So he did give some definition there. So why did he leave? Well, he did want to create an environment for some younger game developers, along to give some opportunities and be able to gain experience. And I mean some shorter cycles between projects, as well as some unique smaller scale games. Now, some of the reasons to match the comments from 2 years ago, where Mikami did talk to Famitsu, where he wanted Tango, quote, "to be viewed as a studio that can create a wider variety of games." But now he's creating a new studio. Now we get to GameSpot.com and one of the Microsoft CEOs to talk about the Xbox games coming to PlayStation. And the Microsoft CEO, Satya Nadella, did talk about the company in the latest earnings briefing because he wanted to see the players where they are. That way that Microsoft will be, quote, "bringing great games to more people on more devices." He was also talking about 7 games in the top 25 PlayStation Store, and he showed the titles such as Modern Warfare 3, Overwatch 2, Sea of Thieves, Fallout 4, Minecraft, Fallout 76, and Grounded within the top seller list for the PlayStation Store. And according to that report, Activision Blizzard did give a boost to revenue for Xbox. And they said that they are not removing the Activision Blizzard games from the PlayStation Store. And Microsoft was one of the biggest publishers on PlayStation and Nintendo because of Minecraft. Now, Microsoft Xbox release on PlayStation, Sea of Thieves, is now in early access for the Sony, for the PlayStation console. So there's more to this, of course, but I would assume that we're going to be talking about this tomorrow night. So I'll save some for that show. With Galvin, keep your pants on. Ah, boy, here we go. Rumorville. Kotaku. What the? Switch 2 might be using magnets. Yeah, I said that. Because the rumor is, Switch 2 might be using the joysticks, might be attaching magnets to those joysticks instead of the click noise that you would hear. So, could this happen? We shall see. Oh, here's a game that he's playing too. Dot Esports did say that Helldivers 2 has now let the community choose their strategies. And that was the latest major order in Helldivers 2. And they get to choose their path on which way they want to liberate the planets. Now, the major orders in Helldivers 2 will provide some regular content updates and challenges for the community. And they are very good at completing these tasks. So, players did take about less than 12 hours to beat up 2 billion Terminids in Helldivers 2. But they are letting players do their own strategies, where you could use an airburst rocket launcher. That way you could take down some aerial units. Or you could use the anti-tank mines which could take out the enemy tanks. You get to choose. You might get to choose between these games too. PC Gamer did say that there's a couple of classic Blizzard games going to an NVIDIA GeForce right now. And they are Diablo 2, Resurrected, and StarCraft 2. So if you launch your GeForce app on your PC and you have those games on PC, that'll be a full launch via them. And you won't have to go to like Battle.net or anything like that. So, hey, pretty good, maybe? We'll see. PC Gamer also said that Manor Lords now have over 100,000 concurrent players within the hours of release. And by the way, it is at the top of the Steam. Yes, it's the top game on Steam right now. Well, part of the reason is that it did hit 3 million wish lists on Steam. And as soon as they saw that it was available for download, people hopped right on to it and they played it. Some may still be playing it, even though it is in early access. Yeah, they'll still be playing it. Now, a couple of Xbox things to end the show. Pure Xbox did say that the tech glitch will be free. So if you have Xbox Game Pass or an Xbox, the game is now free. Now, it was priced about $5 on the Xbox store, but now it's free. So if you like a free game, there it is. Go get it. While you're getting that on Xbox, there's a few more games to get too. And that is available from April 29th to May 3rd. Front Mission 2 Remake, April 30th. So are these two titles. Tales from Candleforth and The Fall of Elena Temple. These two come on May 1st. Roof Cats Band and Space Mercenary Defense Force. These titles come on May 2nd. Armed and Gelatinous, Couch Edition. Candle Knight, Full Metal Sergeant, MotoGP, Sklash, and these come May 3rd. Three of them. Cyber Citizen, Shockman 3, The Princess from Another World, Ready, Set, Ship, and Mice Guard. Yeah, we do talk about video games, don't we? Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. This has been a DawnForge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night for the weekly show, guys. Until then, go play some video games, people. Seriously, they're fun. Thank you.